Begin the current daven, Sechtes of a Dessert Dav Daled. Begin 15 lines down at the top of the Amud, in the first of the medium-wide lines, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf, which we spoke about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that the world cannot withstand the precision of His judgment. So therefore, although we said that there's four quarters in the day, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in one of the quarters, in those 3 hours, He judges the world, He gets up from the Kisei Shel Din, and He goes to the Kisei Shel Rachamim. So on that, the Gemara continues in a related discussion that Rav Chinna bar Papa Rami, he posed the following contradiction. Ksiv, on the one hand, the Pasuk says in Eiv, Shakai loy mitzenu isagi koyach. We didn't find that Shakai, one of the names of Hashem, to be so much of strength. Ksiv, on the other hand, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says, how great is our master, how much strength he has. And so to exhibit is a pasuk in Shemais that says, your right hand Hashem is adorned with might and strength. So is there strength or not? So think about Lekash, it's not a difficulty. Khan, the first pasuk that said is not so much strength, is Bashas Adin. At the time of judgment, if Hashem would be Maski Kayach, then the world would be destroyed, because according to the precision of His judgment, if it would come out in full force, we wouldn't be able to withstand that. Khan, Bashas Mochama, when do we say that is Nadar Bakayach, that is Varav Kayach, that's a time of war, then His full force and strength comes out. Similar contradiction. Rami, he posed the following contradiction. It says, Ksiv, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Chema Ainli. Hashem says, I don't have fury. Ksiv, but then there's a pasuk in Nachem that says, Noikim Hashem Abal Chema. Hashem takes revenge and he's one of fury. Says, Yomar Leikasha, also not a difficulty. Khan be Yisrael. The first pasuk that says, Hashem says, I don't have fury, is regards to the Jewish people. The second pasuk that it said that he does have is regard to the idol worshippers. Or another approach of Chinna bar Papa, he says that actually both pasukim are talking about the Jewish people. And what he's saying is that, yeah, like he says that he has fury, but the other pasuk is saying that even though I have fury, still Hashem is saying, Chema Ainli, but I don't have the fury in actuality. Why? Shekvar Nishbati, because I already swore from getting angry at you, the Jewish people. And that is actually what the end of that pasuk says. Mi tineni shalei nishbati. Who would give to me that if I didn't swear, that Hashem swore not to get angry at the Jewish people? Then it would be where there would be weeds and thorns, meaning the world would be a world of destruction and desolation, because Hashem would totally destroy the world. So he does have chema, but he doesn't in actuality, because he swore not to go ahead and take out that fury on the Jewish people. Now, going back to what we said in the previous daf regarding the incident that was a narrative related to the beginning of this Masechta of one of the Pesukim in Yeshaya that spoke about Yom Lefnei Eidehen, which is the topic of our parak, where the Pasuk said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have all the nations of the world that will come to Him. And one of the ideas is that He gave Him another chance, even though they didn't fulfill the dictates of the Torah. Where the Gemara said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Bob Betronim B'Reisim. It doesn't come up with excuses. You want to take another chance? Hashem says, okay, I have a mitzvah kala, sukkah, and as the narrative says the Gemara, going back on that idea, V'hainu in the Amar of Alexandria. And this is what Alexandria said. Ma'adich said, what does it mean in the pasuk in Zechariah that says, V'hoi B'yim, who is going to be on that day, says Hashem, Avakish Lahashmu Neskala Goyim, I'm going to seek to destroy all the nations. So the Gemara asks, Avakish, Hashem says, I will ask, I will seek, Mimi, who is Hashem asking permission from? So and that says the Gemara, no, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Avakish Begini Shalehem, I will seek in the chronicles regarding the recollections of all the actions of the nations. Im Yesh Lehem Zchus Eftim, if there is merit, I'll redeem them. And that is, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come up with excuses. He goes for the truth. If he could redeem him, then yes. Vimla vashmidim. But if not, then I'm going to destroy them, and then with justice, I'm going to be precise on them, not with mercy, but rather with precision. Like the Gemara said, that makdar lim chamam and artika, he's going to take out the sun in full force on them. Yeah, small mitzvah, you could do it again, but you got to be able to withstand the test to see if they're going to kick the sukkah, as they will ultimately do, and then he'll destroy them. Behind Dama Rabbah, and this is what Rabbah says, our Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the idol worshippers with precision. Ma'adich said, what does it mean in the pasuk in Eiv that says, Ach loy bi'i yishalach yad, but not with full force does he stretch out the hand. In bepidai, if there's this destruction, lehen shua, for them there's going to be salvation. So on that says the Gemara, Amalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people, K'shani don es Yisrael, when I judge the Jewish people, Ein ani don eisun ka'ev de'kechav. I'm not going to judge him like the way he judges the idol worshippers. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, Ava, sin. Ava, where they sin their sins. Ava asimen of a gamer, that I will go ahead and collect and punish them in totality for the sins that they did. That's how he does it for the idol worshippers. However, this pasuk that we quoted before, in Eiv Hashem is telling them, the Jewish people is not like that. Elani nifra mehen kipichal tanagaz. Regarding the Jewish people, I will collect from them as the pecking of a chicken, which is that it pecks little by little. So to Hashem says, I'll collect this from the sins of the Jewish people little by little in concealments to redeem them from their sins so that they could merit to the world to come. In contrast, the nations of the world, he doesn't punish them in this world, and then he collects one big collection by the world to come, where they're not going to merit. Or Davar Acher, another interpretation on this pasuk, is Afila ein Yisrael eisen mitzvah lefana, ki ma'at, even if the Jewish people are not going to do mitzvahs in front of me, but just a little bit, like the pecking of the hens that they peck away at the garbage dump, little by little, still says Hashem, I'm going to combine it into a large calculation and consider it as a big thing. That's how he's going to do it for the Jewish people. Where some Gersoys take out the next word, shenemer, that it says in the Pasuk, imbepidoi, where then the Pasuk says, lehen shua, for them, I'm going to give a redemption. Where some take out the words also over here, Dava Acher, another interpretation, which is going on the words Lahen Shua, Bishar Shemeshav and Lafane, at the time when they scream in front of me, Ani Mashiach Isam, then I'm going to save them. In other words, that's why it says Shua, because the word Shua, besides referring to Yeshua, could also talk about Shemeshavin, which is a term of screaming out, therefore Hashem is going to save them. Now, says the Gemara, Vahayna Domer Rababa, this is also what Rabbi Abba said, that Hashem says, I redeem the Jewish people with their money, which is similar to the concept of this pitch, the pecking of the chickens, where Hashem says, I'll take from here, from there, from them, take away their money, little things, so that they don't get their selves totally destroyed. In contrast, like he does with the idol worshippers. Because like Rebbe says, Ma'idich said, wasn't in the Pasuk in Hosea, that Hashem says, V'nechi eftim, and I redeem them, but V'hemer dibra like his oven, but they say lies about me. What it means is, says Hashem, Ani amarti, Hashem says, I say, eftim b'memayin b'olam hazeh, I'll redeem the Jewish people with their money in this world, meaning I'll take away money, stuff which are hard, but I'll take it away in this world. That's like the little by little, so that the real way really counts in the world to come. Then they'll merit. But Vehemer Dibra like Kazavim, but they speak about me lies. They say, oh, Hashem doesn't give me what I need. Takes away my parnasa. And Hashem's like, no, you don't understand. I'm doing this for your benefit. And so too says the Gemara, Vehain Domer Papi Mishmei Derava. Ma'adach said, wasn't in a pasuk later on over there that says, Vani Yisarti, that I afflict them. Chizakti Zerois, and I support their arms. Ve'elai yichashvura, but to me they look at it like a bad thing. That is on my Kaddish Bochu. Kaddish Bochu says, "Ani amarti ayasim biyisrael ma'il mazeh." Hashem says, "I say that I'll afflict them with afflictions in this world, k'dei sheichashku zroisim ma'il mabos, that I can support their arms in the world to come." Meaning, because they really got afflictions here, so that where it really counts, they'll be good. But ve'elai yichashvura. But Hashem says, "But to me, they look at it like a bad thing. They say, oh, Hashem doesn't give me this, and He hurts me, and etc., etc." Hashem says, "You don't understand. I'm doing it for your benefit." Now the Gemara brings a story related to this discussion. Mishtabayach lehu Rebavo lemini. Rebavo prays to heretics, Rav Safra, regarding Rav Safra, the Adam Gadol, that is a great person. So, Rav Safra is a great person. So, Shafkele Michsa, the place of Shnef, for 13 years, they let him off from having to pay taxes. Now, Yom Echadash Kehu, one day these heretics met this Rav Safra. Anomaly, they said to him, oh, you're a great rabbi, and we know Rebavo told us about you. Siv, there's a pasuk in Amos that says, Rak eschem yedati mikol mishpachis ha'adam. Hashem says, only you, the Jewish people, do I know from all the families of the land, of the world, which knowing means to love. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yedi Hashem derech tzedekim. Hashem knows the path of the righteous, means Hashem loves that. So, al kein efker aleichem es kol ha'manesechem. Therefore, I'm going to recall upon you all your sins. So the heretics asked him, "Man de isli sisya, someone who has fury, beracha mimastically, he takes it out on his beloved, on his friend. How does this make sense? Because he loves the Jewish people, that's why he recalls their sins. So ishtik v'layom l'vlamidi. So he was quiet and he didn't say anything. So ramalei stojibitzavar. So these heretics wrapped a kerchief around his neck, v'kometzarli, and they were hurting him, they were choking him. Aser Rebavo ashkechinus. Rebavo came and he found them, and amalahu, he said to them, "Amay mitzarisali? Why are you hurting him?" Amrle, they said to him, "V'lav amrit l'nda adam gadluhu." Didn't you tell us he's a great person? But v'layod l'memelan perushadai pesuk. He can't translate a pasuk for us. For 13 years, he's not paying taxes. We're gonna let him have it. Amalui said to them, no, when did I tell you that he's a great learned person? B'tanoi, regarding the Talmud, regarding Tanoic teachings. B'kroimi Amalui, did I say that he's learned in verses, in psukim? So Amalei, they said to him, Maishna atun diadisim. So, but why are you different? Why is it that you do know verses and you interpret for us? Amalui said to them, Anan deshkechina gabeichan us, me and my colleagues, that we are around you, we put it upon ourselves the responsibility to analyze and look into the verses, because that's what heretics are very into. They don't know anything about the Torah Shabbat Peh, but you ask us, how do you translate this verse? So we do the due diligence. In Ulay Ma'ini, they don't look into the verses. They're busy with Talmud, and therefore that's why he doesn't know. So Amalei, they said to him, okay, but Leimalan At, you tell us, how do we understand this verse? How does it make sense? So Amalei said to them, Emshel Lechem Moshe L'Mad B'Dem. He says, I'm going to give you a parable what this could be compared to. La'adam Shenayshe Mishnei B'Ni Adam, a person that's collecting a debt that's owed to him by two different people. Echad Oyavai V'Echad Sayin, one's his friend and one's his enemy. Oyavai, regarding his friend, Nifr Mimenu Mat Mat, he collects from him little by little. I collect the whole thing, it's too much for someone to bear. A little by little, give me $1 here, $2 here. Sayinai Nifr Mimenu Vasach, it's his enemy, doesn't care. He says, yeah, he's going to collect at one big time. So too, the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, collects from them their sins little by little in this world, so that when they come to the world to come, to the Day of Judgment, then they're meritorious. In contrast, the idol worshippers, it doesn't collect from them at all. So that when it comes to the moment of truth in the world to come, then he goes and he collects it and they're totally annihilated. And that's what the word pekida means in this pasuk, which means little by little, like a person that's poiked his chaveroi, which is he recalls his friend at different times. That's what it refers to. Because I love you, the Jewish people, that's why I recall at times your sins to collect from you little by little, so that when the Yemadin comes, then you're going to be zeicha b'din. Amar Baba Bar Kahani says, Maidich Siv, what does it mean the pasuk in Bereishis that Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, Chalilu Chamaseis Kadavazeh, it's forsaken for you to do like this thing, which was regarding his destroying the people of Sedaim, if they were righteous people, Lahamet Sadigim Rasha, to kill a righteous person with a wicked person. Which the Gemara explains, Amar Avraham Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, what does it mean Chalila? Chulin Hu, it's mundane, it's sacrilegious, Me'aseis Kadavazeh, to do like this thing, Lahamet Sadigim Rasha, to kill a righteous person with the wicked. If the wicked people of Sedaim did, fine, but how could you kill out everyone if there's righteous people there? And that is the Gemara V'loi, but no. But V'ksiv, the pasuk says, Nicheskel V'chrati Mimech Tzadik V'rash, I'm going to cut down from you the righteous and the wicked. So you see that when Hashem does it, he includes in the klal even the righteous people. What was Avram's complaint? Says the Gemara, no, that's B'tzadik She'enu Garma. That's with a not totally righteous person. Avram's complaint was, a totally righteous person, that's not appropriate to kill together with the wicked people. And that is the Gemara of a B'tzadik Garma Loi, but a totally righteous person, then Hashem doesn't do that. But for Ksiv, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Umimikdashi tochelo," and you should start from my holy place. Which this is in regard to, as it says in Yecheskel, the six destroying angels which were coming to destroy Yerushalayim. Hashem says, "Start from my holy place." Now, B'tanya Rav Yisrael, taught a brisa, "Atikri mimikdashi." Don't say from my holy place, from the temple. Ela mimikdashi, rather from my holiest ones, from the holiest people. Which Elu b'nei Adam shekayim es haTorah ma'alef haTaf. This refers to the people that fulfilled the Torah from Aleph to Taf, the whole Torah, the whole Aleph base. So you see that since the majority of the Jewish people were sinners, even the righteous, even totally righteous, they kept Aleph to Taf, they were also going to get punished. So what was Avram's question? Says Gemara, the Hasam Nami, they also kivin shayu b'yadim limchis v'leimichu, since it was in their ability to protest and they didn't, even though they were totally righteous. But that havelu katzadikim shayin gemurim, that already made them that like not totally righteous people because of other people's sins that they were responsible for. Now the Gemara continues as before we mentioned regarding these contradictions regarding Hakadosh Baruch Hu and his judgment. Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa posed the following contradiction. Siv, on the one hand, the pasuk says in Tilim, Kel Zoy Mechol Yoyim, God gets angry every single day. Now, in spite of that, we're still around. Uksiv, yet the pasuk in Nachum says, Lefnei Zaman Miyaman, who could stand in front of his anger? Which sounds like people cannot survive that. But if Hashem gets angry every day, then how are we still around? So the Gemara Lekash, it's not a difficulty. Kan B'yachid. Here it's someone regarding an individual. There it says Miyaman. Person cannot survive Hashem's anger. Kan, but see, here's talking about with the public, with the world, that even though Hashem gets angry every single day, we could still survive. Tanaman went in the Braisa, Kel Zoy Mechol Yoyim, the pasuk says God angers every single day, says the Braisa, Bekama Zame, how long is his anger? Rega, a moment. Bekama Rega, how much is a moment? It's echad. It's one part mechamesh ribui from 50,000 v'shleishes lavim and 3,000 u'shmeina meis and 800 v'arba m'shmeina and 48 b'shah of a hour. That one part of that amount is that fraction is how much a rega is. Zuhi rega. That's a moment. Now says the Braisa, ve'ein kol ber yechayil l'chaven nois rega. No creature could be precise and figure out when exactly is that moment. Chutz mi Bilam Arasha, except for the wicked Bilam. The Chassid that the pasuk says regarding him in Bamidbar, it says that he was v'yedeya das elyon. He knew the consciousness of the one above. Now, that's difficult. Efshar das behemdur l'aviyad. Is it possible he didn't know the consciousness of his own animal? Das elyon mi haviyad. Did he know the consciousness of the one above? As the Gemara explains, my das behemdur l'aviyad. What does it mean he didn't even know the thoughts of his animal? Because be'idin the chazulei the havarach of Achamri, when those leaders that came to get him to bring him to curse the Jewish people, saw that he was riding on a donkey, Amalei, they said to him, "My time alayu rechavta asusya, why aren't you riding on a horse? Riding on a donkey?" Amalei said to them, "Oh, Beritiva, in the pasture, Shadoile, I sent out my horse to graze." Miyad, immediately when he said that, Vatayma Ha'asin, his donkey, spoke and said, "No, no, haloya noichi asaincha, I'm your donkey, I'm the one that you ride on." Amalehu, he said, "No, leti'ina ba'alma, I use it just to use it for loads, but usually I don't ride it, I ride the horse." Amalei, the donkey said to him, "No, asherechavta alai, that you ride on me." This is all part of the pasuk. It seems like one long speech, but the Brice is breaking it, the Gemara is breaking it up to show that each of these are responses to what Bilam is trying to answer. "No, asherechavta alai, that you actually ride on me." So Amalei said to the donkey, "Yeah, akroi ba'alma, but only once in a while." Amalei, she said to him, "No, ma'it chabadim azeh, from now and to, from when it always was up until today, you've always been riding on me." Not only that, Elashani Aislacha Rachibis Bayaim, I make for you riding during the daytime, Vishas Balaila, and we are intimate like a couple at nighttime. Where, how do we know that? Because Ksiv Achad says over here that the donkey said to him, Hahasin Haaskin Hiskanti, where the word is Seichin. Viksiv Hasim says over there, Malacham Alpha, Tihiloi Sechenis, that she was for him a warmer, meaning because they were intimate. So you see that the donkey was saying, not only do you ride me, we're even intimate. Now, so we see he didn't even know what his donkey was about to say because the donkey actually trumped over him and won him in their discussion. So what does it mean that he knew the thoughts of the one above? It means that he knew how to be precise to figure out when is that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And that's what the Gemara says. This is what the prophet, as it says in Micha, said to the Jewish people, "Ami, my people, zachar no mayoitz balak melech mayv, recall what Balak, the king of Mayiv, plotted to do. What did Bilam ben Ma'ar respond to him? Min hashitim ad Gilgal, from Shitim up until you reached till Gilgal, that I had all your enemies fall in front of you. Laman das tzidkas Hashem, so that you should know the righteousness of Hashem." Whereas the Gemara says, Amar Balazi says, Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, "Ami, my people, ru'u kamet tzidkes asisi ma'achem, look how much righteousness, how much charity I did for you. Shle ka'asti aleichem kol es nayam, all those days I didn't get angry. Sh'im ka'asti aleichem, had I gotten angry in those days, le nishtar ma'ev di kachavim, wouldn't have been left over from the idol worshippers, misenem shle Yisrael, from the enemy of the Jewish people," which is euphemistically referring to the Jewish people, "sarut apalat, any remnants, nothing would have been left, because Bilam would have cursed during that moment, and then you guys would have been done." V'hain d'komalei Bilam l'Balak, and this is what Bilam was telling to Balak over there in Bamidbar, ma'okav lo'kov l'keil, because Balak was getting upset, "What are you doing cursing the Jewish people?" Said Bilam, how could I curse if God's not cursing them? Uma ezim le'zom Hashem, how could I get angry if God is not getting angry? And the Gemara says, v'kamazam, and how much is anger? Rega, a moment. V'kama rega, how much is a moment? Ama meima, ameima says, v'item ravina, some say ravina says, rega kememri. A moment like a moment is, like how much it takes to say the word rega, which there's this discussion in Mefarshim, is that contradiction, is that a machlekes regarding what I said in Omed Aleph regarding how much a rega is. But one thing is, Tosa asks, if that's the how long Hashem gets angry is to say the word rega, then what could Balaam have said in that small amount of time? So it says, Tosa, either he could have said the word kalim, which is one word, annihilate them. And actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that word kalim and put it into the word melech, as the pasuk says, "Mamin b'chof gimel usruas melech boy." Rabbi Yo says that, no, actually, all you have to do is start to curse in that one moment. Because as the Gemara Sanhedrin points out in the Chilik, that we find that from the brachas of Bilam, what he really wanted to curse them, where he really wanted to keep on going, and it's that moment that he wasn't able to. But once you start in that moment, then you could continue cursing and it would all be fulfilled. Now, ask the Gemara, Nolan de Rega Havariska. Where do we know this idea from that his anger is for one moment? The Sibbalik says, the Pasuk can tell him, Ki Rega Ba'apai, because for a moment is his anger. So we see that for a Rega is his anger. Chaim Brit Sinai, life is in his desire, in his will. Or the Ibai say, Mahacho, if you want, you can bring it from a Pasuk in Yeshaya. That says, Chavi Kamat Rega, wait for just a little bit, a moment, Ad Yavar Zam, until the anger of Hashem passes. Now, ask the Gemara, Emasuras, like when does he get angry? And my Abaye says, Betlash Shoy Kamais in the first 3 hours of the day, or like Taisa says, at the end of those 3 hours, Kichivra Kabaltad Tanagaila, which is when the comb, which is this the crest on the head of the rooster, when it gets white, that's the moment when Hashem gets angry. Now, that is the Gemara, Kol Shait V'Shait B'Chavachivra. What do you mean? Every single moment that comb, that part of the rooster is white. Says the Gemara, no, kol shaiti is besiruki samki. Even though it's white, but every moment there's some red streaks that are there. He shaiti less besiruki samki, but that moment there's not even any red streaks. That's the moment, that's the siman that Hashem gets angry then. Now the Gemara actually tells us that Reb Shuman Levi, have mitzar lehu mina bekroi. There was a certain heretic that would torture him, that would bother him with all these different verses. So one day he took a rooster, and he put it between the legs of his bed, and he was analyzing it. He was looking at it. Savar, he thought, kimata he shaita, when it reaches that moment when he sees that the crest is totally white. So I'll tell you, then I'll curse him then, because that's when Hashem gets angry, that's when curses can be fulfilled. Kimata he shaita nimnim. When that moment came, he dozed off. Amar, he said, Shema Minoa, what we could infer from this is lav oirich ara lemeber hachi. It's not appropriate to do this, to try to figure out the moment when Hashem gets angry and to utilize that. Because like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'rachim aval kol ma'asev k'siv, the Pasuk says that His mercy is on all creatures, even this heretic. K'siv, so to the Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Gam onesh letzadik leitev, it's not good that a punishment should come through a righteous person. And therefore, it's not appropriate to use that moment to curse. Tana Mishmei Dira Meir, B'shosh HaMalochem Anichem Kestrein B'Rishayim, at the moment when the kings put their crowns on their heads, U'mishtachavim L'chama, and they bow down to the sun, Me'ad Kais HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that immediately is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and that's why Taisus says, that when it says the first 3 hours, it means at the end of the first 3 hours, like Rabbi Shua says in Masechtas Brachos, but that's the Zman Kriya Shema, which is up until the 3 hours in the day, because that's when you could slav of Kumecha, when the kings get up, which is, again, at the end of 3 hours, when they bow down to the sun, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry because they're doing Avodah Zarah, serving the sun and not serving him. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, he says, Le'litzli inish slusa de musafir. Related to this discussion, he says, a person should not pray the prayer of Musaf, betlash shoy kamaisa duyem, in the first 3 hours of the day, which is at a time of anger, like we said, B'yoyim ekam ad reshata, specifically, on the first day of the beginning of the year, meaning Rosh Hashanah, b'yachid, as an individual. So don't daven musaf by yourself in the first 3 hours of the day. Why? Dilma kivin de mifkadina, because maybe since that this is a time of judgment, dilma ma'ayni bu'uvdi, maybe they're going to go out and analyze his actions, v'dach v'lay mitchin, they're going to totally reject him, and therefore it's not appropriate. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, then the tzibunami, then even a minion of people, the public, should also not daven musaf during the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, no, the tzibur nefishas chusei. The tzibur, the public, has a lot of merits, and therefore they could. Ihachis has said, then ask the Gemara, then why do we only say that this applies to Musaf? The yachad the tzafin ami life. Someone, let's say, is alone on Rosh Hashanah, then even tfilas yaitzer, meaning regarding chakras, they also shouldn't say by themselves in the first 3 hours of the day, because it's a time of judgment. Says the Gemara, no, kivin de ketzibur de kamatzah, since the tzibur is davening shachas at that time in all different places in the world, so lo kamitzchi, so then the person is not going to be rejected with his own tefillah of shachas. But for him to daven by himself the tefillah of musiv, since musiv could be davened the entire day, and that's something that someone says in the morning or the afternoon, so since there are some that say in the morning, some in the afternoon, you don't have the whole tzibur davening then it's not an appropriate time for a yachad to daven by himself the tefillah of musiv. That is the Gemara, but you said, Shalish Rishainis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv V'Isik Bat Tayyar. We mentioned this in the previous daf, when we said that there's four quadrants of the day, that the first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and learning Torah, and it's the second quarter of the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, and here we're saying that it's the first 3 hours that he judges. So the Gemara, Epechia, you have to switch it around. No, it's the first 3 hours that he judges, like we're saying over here. Or the Ibai say, if you want, you can say, Lo'ilam lo'ite, but you don't have to switch it around. Yeah, the first 3 hours, like we said in the previous stuff, is when he learns Torah. Torah, dechseh, by emes, regarding Torah, which it calls it that it's truth, dechseh, like it says, apostle, gemishli, emes, kenei, acquire truth, meaning spend money regarding that you should be able to learn Torah. Val timkren, don't sell it, meaning you should teach others for free. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eis Lefnim Mishur Sadin. So you see that Torah is called Emes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do what's called Lefnim Mishur Sadin, going from within the attribute of justice. It's pure justice, because it's truth. Truth is justice. And therefore, the first 3 hours of the day, one should not daven Musaf by himself. In contrast, the second quarter of the day, Din, which is judgment, delikes to Be'emes, where it doesn't say truth regarding judgment. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go beyond that and could be merciful. Now, Rashi points out, although there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yutes, that says, Mishpatei Hashem Emes, and the justice of Hashem is truth, you see that Din does have truth. And that says, Rashi, no, that's referring to the Mishpatim that's written in the Torah, and which he commanded to the Jewish people. Because that's what the pasuk says before, the Pekudei Hashem Yisharm. But Hashem's own judgment is not necessarily truth. That could be Rachman. Moreover, Rashi points out that specifically it was only Musaf of Rosh Hashanah that we said this idea. Because Musaf of the entire year, let's say of a Yom Tiv, that's praise and just talking about the incident of that holiday. Contrast Musaf Rosh Hashanah, since a person is davening Malchus Achen Shayfers, which is a recollection of judgment, therefore, in that situation, is what the Gemara is saying, a person should not be punished from the Tzibur, and rather should only daven with a minion, or daven later on when there's no pure judgment. The Gemara continues, Yom Meid Toirif Be'egel. A day of testimony is going to hit the calf. That's a similar mnemonic for these four teachings of Reb Shimon Levi, which two of them already mentioned in the previous daf. Gufa, we had said on Daf Gimel and Aleph, Amir Reb Shimon Levi says, Ma'idach said, what does it mean passing the Devarim that says, Asher Anechi Mitzavcha Yom La'Saisim, regarding all the mitzvahs of the Torah, which I've commanded you today to do. So he makes two diyukim, two inferences from the pasuk. First of all, Hayom La'Saisim, today to do, which is V'loy L'mach La'Saisim, and not tomorrow to do, meaning there's no mitzvahs in the future. Now it's what's called Chaparayin. You have to really get it in now, because there's going to be a time when we can't do it anymore. Moreover, Hayom La'Saisim, today is to do it, V'lo Hayom Litn Schar, but not today to get your reward. Don't complain that you're doing all the Torah mitzvahs, and look, well, look what the other person has better. Here is not where you get paid. The paid is in the world to come. Second teaching, Amar B'Shem Levi, which we already quoted, all the mitzvahs that Jewish people do in this world, come and testify for the person in the world to come. Like it says the person Yeshaya, yitnu edehem v'yitztaku. They give their testimony and they make them justified. Yishmu v'yemer emes, they hear and they say it's true. What does this mean? Yidnu edem yitztaku, they give their testimony and they make them justified, righteous, El Yisrael, first the Jewish people, like we said, where their mitzvahs come and testify for them, and they matzik them. Yishmu b'yemer emes, they hear and they say, it's true, Elo evdi kacham, these are the idol worshippers who hear the justice regarding the Jewish people, and they say, yeah, that's true judgment, the Jews really deserve that. Third teaching, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, "Kol mitzvahs sheisol oisim loyel mazeh, all the mitzvahs that Jewish people do in this world, ba'ois v'tarifes oisim loyevdi kacham loyel mabal p'neim. It comes and slaps the idol worshippers in the world to come on their face." Hashem, like it says in the pasuk in Devarim, says, "Ushmartem asisim." Hashem says to the Jewish people, "You should safeguard and do these mitzvahs." Kihichach maskem ubinaskem le'ene am, because it's your wisdom and your understanding to the eyes of the nations. Now, neger am loyinim, it doesn't say opposite the nations. Elele eneam, rather to the eyes of the nations. Malam, this comes to teach us, Sheba'is v'toifes le'ebdi kachav ma'panem le'amabo, that it comes and slaps the other worshippers on their face, meaning in their eyes, in the world to come. The fourth teaching from Reb Shimon Levi says, Lo'osi Yisrael se'egel, the Jewish people did not do the Aveira of the golden calf, Eliten pislin pelabali tshuva, only to give an opening of the mouth for people that are repenting. In other words, the Jewish people at that time, by Har Sinai, when they committed the sin of the golden calf, were mighty and strong over their inclinations. And it was not appropriate, it's not fit for their inclination to overpower them. Rather, like the Gemara says, it was a decree of the king, meaning of Hashem, that the Satan should be able to have permission to rule over them, so that it should give an opening, an ability for Bali Tshuva, that if a sinner says, I'm not going to repent, Hashem's not going to take me back. That they're going to tell him, what do you mean? Go out and learn from the mice of the eagle, where here they denied in Hashem and they were atoned for and they were received in tshuva. Shanem, like it says a pasuk in Devarim, that Hashem says, Mi yitin, who would give, v'hoye levavim zeh lehem le'yiri oisek kala yamim b'grim, that the Jewish people would have such a heart to fear me like they do right now at Har Sinai all their days. So we see that they were mighty and they were fearsome in their fear of Hashem. So how would it make sense that they did the eagle? It doesn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it as a way of an opening for the Bali Tshuva of the future. And so Tavhain Dom Rabbi Yechid Meshem Meshem Menyichai says, Loi David Ro Loi Samaisa. David was not fit for that incident with Bathsheba, which was inappropriate. V'lo Yisrael ruin Loi Samaisa. And neither were the Jewish people fit for that incident with the eagle. As the Gemara explains, Loi David Ro Loi Samaisa. David was not fit to have sinned and stumbled in that act. Because the Chesim, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, V'libi my heart, which refers to where the blood is and the emotions and the desires, meaning that of the Yetzirah, of the evil inclination, Chalul Bekirbi was killed within me. Meaning, the inclination had no power to rule over me inside of me. So it wasn't really fit for him to have sinned in this seductive situation. And so to Vilay Yisrael ruin Loi Samaisa, neither were the Jewish people fit for that action of sinning with the golden calf. The Chassid, like it says in the Pasuk, Mi'itin, Hashem says, who would give Vayilavavim Zelehem Liyiri Sekalima, if only they would be like this forever. So you see that they were mighty in their fear of God. Alalama also, rather, why did they do these acts? As you continue to talk about Haman Alf, Lamelcha, to tell you that it was a decree of Hashem to give an opening for those in the future to be able to repent. Shem Chata Yachad, that if an individual sins, Ayimle, they tell him, Klach Yitzel Yachad, go to the individual. Look at David HaMelech. He sinned, and he repented, so could you. V'mchatu Tzibur, and if a public sins, Ayimle, Klach Yitzel Tzibur, they tell him, go to the Tzibur, which is also the Jewish people sinned as a Tzibur, and yet they were accepted in repentance. And the Tzrich, and you need both of them. Why? Yesh Mini Yachad, have we only taught regarding the ability of an individual to repent? Mishum Dele Mefarsim Chatoi. We would say because it wasn't publicized, the sin, so much. It was just an individual who sinned. But regarding a tzibur that sins, where there's a great chil Hashem, a desecration of God's name, when the public sins, Emaloi, I would say that they would not be accepted in repentance. So that's what we have to say. That was also the incident of the Maisa Egel. And v'yesh min tzibur, had we only had an incident like by the Egel of a public, Mishum de Nefisha Rachamai, we'd say, yeah, because there's still a lot of mercy. Hashem has greater mercy on the tzibur. Like we find this idea that a tzibur's tefillahs are always accepted. Regarding an individual that is merits and not so great, I would say that he would not be accepted in his repentance. That's what we have to say. The incident of David, both of these were pre-divined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding their sins. And the Heinrich Shmuel by Nachman and Rabbi Yonasan, that he says, mind us, it wasn't even the passing of Shmuel Beis that Ne'um David ben Yishai, that it says that these are the words of David the son of Yishai, Ne'um HaGever Hukam Olam, these are the words of the man who was established above. That's what the word Ol literally means, above. But that he interprets Ne'um David ben Yishai, that these are the words of David the son of Yishai, Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva. What does it mean Hukam Ol? He translates as that he stood up the yoke of repentance, meaning that David was that symbol for the future, and that's why Hashem preordained it on some level, like the Gemara says, that had to give the Satan the ability to make David stumble, that to show the world that one could sin and still be accepted in repentance. That was Litin Pischem Peh Labali Tshuva.